Okay, this is the Tawheed class, and we're going to continue today with the topic of the virtues of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And today what we're going to talk about in particular is itikaf. Yesterday we talked about the virtues of Layla al-Qadr, or the Night of Power. Today we're going to talk about itikaf. We talked about how the last 10 days of Ramadan are spent looking for the Night of Power, hoping to achieve the success of being forgiven for all of our past sins. Now today we're going to continue on with this by speaking about itikaf in and of itself. Now itikaf means staying in the mosque for a specific purpose, which is to worship Allah. So when you hear people say that they're going into itikaf, when I was a kid, this used to fascinate me. I remember, my father used to tell my mother, oh, I'm going into itikaf. You know, I just say, what is this? I said, where's Abu? Oh, Abu's gone into itikaf. Okay. Well, what is meant by this, it means staying in the mosque for a specific purpose, which is to worship Allah. And it is prescribed in Islam to do this, and it is extremely highly recommended to do this according to the majority of the scholars. For example, Al-Zuri, may Allah have mercy on him, said, how strange the Muslims are today. They have given up itikaf despite the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never abandoned this practice from the time he came to Medina until his death. And this is what we find so true today. So many people do not do itikaf. There are so many men who will say, oh, I have to work or whatever. They'll come with all these feeble excuses as to why they do not honor this great thing. Okay? And again, it all boils down to the fact that we're supposed to be living our lives, patterning ourselves after the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's really sad to see how the Muslims today have gotten away from his example, have gotten away from patterning themselves after him and doing the things that he used to do. Now there are many benefits, many, many benefits to performing itikaf. There are many, many benefits to going to the mosque and secluding yourself there. Okay? For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's told us that in the body there is an organ which if it is good, then the entire body is good. And if it is corrupt, then the entire body will be corrupt. And that organ is the heart. So, we're always talking about how everything lies in the heart for us. Our intentions are not to be recited out loud because they lie in our heart. And the heart can easily become corrupted. And the things that corrupt it are the things that take us away from remembrance of Allah. For example, overindulgence into food, overindulgence into drink, indulging in sex, talking too much, sleeping too much, socializing too much. All of these things can take us away from remembrance of Allah, and they can end up corrupting the heart. Okay? So what Allah has done is prescribed acts of worship, such as fasting, which will protect the heart from the negative effects of these distractions. Okay? And just like fasting is something that we can do to help keep our hearts from becoming corrupted, itikaf is another thing that we can do to help keep our hearts from becoming corrupted. Just as fasting is a shield, so is itikaf. Okay? We have to understand that itikaf offers protection from the evil consequences of indulging in things such as useless talk, because a person who is usually doing itikaf is doing this for the sake of Allah. And just like fasting, the time in seclusion is spent worshiping Allah, praying at night, reading the Quran, doing acts of remembrance of Allah. That's the purpose of isolating yourself in the mosque. That's the purpose of taking yourself away from all the other worldly things, so you can think and concentrate more on Allah without being distracted from by other things such as your family, your wives, your children, your job, or whatever. Itikaf also offers protection from sleeping too much. Because again, when a person is doing itikaf in the mosque, he doesn't spend that time sleeping in the mosque. He spends that time reading, worshiping, doing all kinds of acts to get close to Allah. So thus, guys, just like fasting, itikaf is something that we do to help keep the heart from becoming corrupted. And believe it or not, there is a connection between fasting and itikaf. The companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they regarded it highly recommended to combine fasting and itikaf together. For example, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, there is no itikaf except with fasting. There is no seclusion except with fasting. And this is the view of many of the companions. This is the view of Ibn Umar, and this is also the view of Ibn Abbas. May Allah be pleased with them both. And it is also the view of the majority of the scholars, such as Ibn Taymiyyah and others. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it was not reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever did itikaf when he was not fasting. Okay? He always did itikaf and was fasting. So we need to understand something, guys. Fasting is highly recommended to do with itikaf. Fasting, it becomes a condition of itikaf. However, it does not invalidate your itikaf. I do need to make a note of that. Even though fasting is a condition of itikaf and is extremely recommended, your itikaf is not invalidated if you are not fasting. Need to understand that. Okay? So, these last 10 days of Ramadan should be spent at the mosque, secluded away from the worries and stresses of every day, so you can have this time to devote to remembrance, to acts of remembrance of Allah, hoping to achieve His blessing, His reward, and His forgiveness for your sins, and hoping to catch the rewards of the night of power. Now, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do itikaf during the middle 10 days of the month of Ramadan. He also did itikaf once at the beginning of Ramadan. But he did this because it was not yet clear to him when the night of power was. However, after Allah revealed that the night of power lies somewhere in the last 10 days of Ramadan, that's when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started doing itikaf during those last 10 days. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day came outside and he announced to the people, he said, I used to spend these 10 days in itikaf. So whoever used to do itikaf with me, let him stay in his home. I was shown that the night of Al-Qadr, and then I was made to forget it. So seek it during the last 10 nights in the odd numbered nights. Okay? So again, this is Dalil, guys, that's the purpose of going into seclusion during the month of Ramadan and the last 10 nights. Again, in hopes of seeking the reward of the night of power. Okay? Also, a lot of people will then ask the question, okay, well, what do we do? If we decide that we're going to isolate ourselves in the mosque for the last 10 days of Ramadan, how should we spend our time? Well, again, you should spend your time praising Allah. You should spend your time worshiping Allah. You should spend your time seeking His forgiveness. You don't want to go to mosque and look at it like you're camping out with the brothers. Oh, we're going to have a party here. We're going to load up the hot chocolate, the coffee, and the tea, and pull out the bonbons or whatever, and sit here and tell stories about our wives or whatever. No, no, no. Those 10 days are not to be get-togethers. Those are 10 days when you spend seeking forgiveness for your sins and doing acts of remembrance of Allah. Again, the purpose of itikaf is to get away from the everyday worries, so you can have more time to devote to Allah. Also, if you decide that you're going to spend the last 10 days of Ramadan in itikaf, you need to remember that your itikaf begins before sunset. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter his place of itikaf before the sunset. A lot of people think that they're supposed to do it at Fajr. This is incorrect. You enter into your place of itikaf before the sunset. Okay, and that's how you begin your last 10 days. And also, just because a person is in seclusion does not mean that that person cannot bathe himself or change his clothes, comb his hair. Believe it or not, guys, we got some Muslims out there who are very nasty, okay? They don't like to bathe. They don't like to comb their hair. They don't like to keep their teeth clean, okay? And they'll tell you, oh, I'm in itikaf. When you're in itikaf, it's haram to take a bath, to change your clothes, you know, to brush your hair. Where does nastiness come from? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to put his head out the door, and Aisha would wash his hair and comb it while she was menstruating when he was in itikaf. Okay? So there is nothing wrong with you washing and bathing and keeping yourself clean when you're in itikaf. And also there's nothing wrong with you stepping outside, putting your head outside the door like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Okay? Because you're not really entering out. Also, when a person is in itikaf, if a man is in itikaf, there's nothing wrong with his wives coming to visit him or to bring him things. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in itikaf, and his wife Safiya came to visit him. And she spoke with him for a while, and then she stood up to go home. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked her back to the door. So there is nothing wrong with that either. There is nothing wrong with your wife coming to visit you or bring you things while you're in seclusion at the mosque. Okay, so again, this is just a few things that I wanted to go over today to help introduce you guys to the topic of itikaf or seclusion. And then tomorrow we're going to go into the more detail, talking about more guidelines and more rulings which apply to the person who is in itikaf. So we'll stop right here for today, and if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.